Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, I am so happy to connect with you. The internet is down, and Colonel Harrison, are you with us? It's really hard to actually reconnect using the computer as well as the cell phone. But hi, you guys. I sure hope you can hear me, and I hope you're doing okay because, you know, all of this month we have been centering this show on how we can make God our friend. I know you want God to be your friend for real. I know you just are not going through the notions and the motions to walk above this earth without having God as your friend. Everyone breathing should want God as their friend. And you know, for the past, as I said, for the past month, we have been doing nothing but talking about this God and wondering why and how and even when should we make God our friend. Mama may have thought she had made God her friend. Maybe she had her struggles. Papa may have wondered about how God is really operating in his life so that he could tell his children. Everything breathing should want to know how to make God your friend. You might say, well, why should I do that? Why should I be interested in a God I can't even see? Why should I be interested in any so-called divine power and I can't see his face? I mean, these are questions that people commonly wonder, especially our millennial friends. You know, many of them weren't brought up in a house where there was teachings about God, teachings about loving your neighbor. Maybe mama didn't speak to the neighbor next door. Many of us was brought up in households where it was me first and this so-called God second. But this morning, we're really going to get into the mechanisms of how we can actually make God our friend. We've covered praying to him, talking about him as a Psalm 83 God, 83:18, that they may know, meaning they didn't know, that they may know that this God who has created the entire universe has a name, and that his name is Jehovah, and that he has said to all who would like to be his friend, here's some things you got to do. Here's some things you got to say. Here's some things you better not even think about not doing. But in our day and time, we can look out of our doors, our windows, and see that, oops, ooh-ooh, we're in trouble. Oh, yes, we are. No matter how much money we have, no matter how big your home is, I hear people even now boasting and bragging about how much food they have in their freezers, how much frozen food, and I got enough to last me a year. Let me tell you something. That freezer can fall over you and kill you, running in and out of it, thinking that's the answer to longevity or just, you know, like the Bee Gees said, staying alive just to stay alive. No, not right now. We're talking about gaining and garnering God's favor, this Jehovah God. There's many gods, many ways to please these gods, but the Bible says, Holy Bible, someone says, Doctor, why is it holy? It is because it is, because it's talking about the God of the universe and his creative force, his creative properties, what he did and why he did what he did. That's why. But let's kind of backtrack on how we can make God our friend. Number one, you've got to get to know him. That's number one. Before you fall in love with anyone, maybe your wife or your husband, you got to know them first. What were they like? What did they like? Did they have any children? How many times you've been married before? And all of that. We just didn't walk down the street one day and say, oh, my God, oh, what is going on here? I want him. We didn't do that. Some might say, oh, yeah, love at first sight. rate the crime reports about love on at and on first sight. Doesn't always work. And you probably know some people that try to fall in love and stay in love. Oh, I met him last week. Oh, I saw him 3 days ago. That doesn't work. But when you get to know God, you're learning about his attributes. Where did he come from? How old is God? You know, as a child asks that, how old is God? And the answer was, as old as you and older. So those questions there. And we could talk about more. But getting to know the God and this God, so many things. And the only way you're going to do that is pick up his word, his espoused word, his creative word, the Bible, and start reading it. Some say, well, where do I start? Well, of course, it would take you a year or more to read through 66 books of the Bible with an understanding and with his spirit over you for you to understand. But we're talking about looking around in the world. That's one way you can get to know him. Look at all the things that God has created through man. And you look at the beautiful lakes and mountains, hills, various countries that are just gorgeous. How did that happen? God just did not create man and then all of a sudden throw him out there in an ocean, throw him out there on dry land. And that was it. The Bible says he created a show place, a place called Eden. He created everything for man in that garden. Said he created man and woman and placed them in a garden. Everyone likes to live by the ocean and by a plush land that gives their greenery. Those homes go for premium dollars. That is what our God did. You know how I know it? It's because the Bible said that. He created them and he placed them there in the Garden of Eden. Beautiful, right temperatures. They had no clothes on coming out the gate. But God thought enough of them that he wanted to look at his creation and honor his creation, beautify the land, the location where Adam and Eve would be. So that is the God that we should be interested in. You know, they got projects called the Give Back Project. Well, we need to turn that thing around and give God back something. You want to be God's friend? Figure out what he wants of you. You know how you can do that? Reading the Holy Scriptures. Some say, oh, I'm going to go find me a minister to teach me. The minister needs to be taught. How do you know which minister you're going to? How do you know he's really immersed in the word? How do you know he's not struggling from his home with foolishness? You got to think about that. There's a song called Only God. So if we want to make God our friend, now we got to get into the grit because we've already talked in prior lessons or lesson topics. You got to pray to God. You got to obey God, find out what he wants you to do through scripture and, of course, through prayer. That thing called prayer is off the chain. You know, we start off thinking that, you know, once we get a degree or some kind of higher learning certificate, we made it. We are ready to go. No, you're getting ready to get slaughtered based on what you know. This world is not attuned to anything progressive good. How can a fallen man create anything worth good without God? How can a man and a woman that stepped out of Eden in a sinful state have anything to say that is good? All they could do was procreate. I guess that's what the scripture says. I guess. But they were damaged goods. And after they died, that was it. They died just before becoming 1,000 years old. We're not going to do that. You know, at 50 years old, they're saying you're going to have heart problems, you're going to have feet problems, you're going to face a host of diseases at the age of 50. This is what some of the doctors are saying. Do you think God is happy with that? He created man and woman to live forever, just like him. No beginning, no end. From our creative point, that was our beginning. But that is what God foresaw. That is what he foresaw. And let me tell you something else. When you talk about a God that puts his creation at the top of the line, saying everything here is good. The angels clapped and said everything was good after their creation. Look at us now. Thieves, robber barons, beggars, homeless, mentally ill. I've never heard so many things about mental illness over the last 2 years, but I guess COVID and this pandemic behind that, new so-called viruses and this robbing and looting, that would cause anyone to be mentally ill. I know myself, it actually was. But now when you start talking about people wanting to have God as a friend, these people have lives worth living. They just don't get up and start going through the land killing and stealing, because that's not the answer. And let me give you a reason why. You know, it's that Black Lives Matter. Now everyone is trying to investigate them for 60, 90 million. What happened to that money? Where is it? And the black man's plight is even worse. He's even more disliked. Don't think these big corporate entities are throwing money out there. They're not giving Black Lives Matter a dime now. You might think that they're just giving handouts to silence some of the leaders and some of those that were involved. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about climate change. They are thinking about how to keep their wives, these big CEOs, through it all. Beautiful song called Through It All. So we cannot look out there and use the world's episodes of what they're doing to say anything about that leading away to God. You know, my daddy used to say, you shouldn't have to whip a dog to eat his own food. And that's exactly where this thing has gone. But right now, what is God looking for? We want to make him our friend. Number one, he's looking for our devotion. Number one, he's looking for us to dwell at the centuries of the Bible circulating through scrolls. He's looking for us to study to show ourselves approved so that we can go out and help other people from a spiritual standpoint. You know, you got people don't want no kind of help. They don't believe in anything anymore. They don't trust anyone anymore. They're not trying to get out there and do anything right because they say, oh, well, you know, it ain't nothing right down here. Well, you can be a force for that. So when you want to make God, make that decision to make God your friend, you got to get to know him. You've got to get to know him. And then once you get to know him, through applications, reading other scriptures, getting a scriptural mentor, and then praying to find the right place to worship. There's so many. And of course, you and I both know the true God is not going to send you into a den of thieves. He's not going to send you into no hocus pocus church. Everybody sitting up there looking like movie stars, don't know nothing, ain't going out there. His son left us a model when we talk about getting to know this God and making him our friend. After he walked with his disciples for 3 years, upon his return to heaven, his ascension, he told them, I want you to, now you done walked around me, you done smelled me for 3 years, you done ate with me, anything that you should know about how to live on this earth and do good and help others and worship the Father through me. I am the Father one. He said, get out of here. Burning house and not get up and get out of here. He said, go ye therefore. Where's the go ye therefore crowd at? Witnesses have already been out there. They say the end is on its way. But this God, his son, God through his son has said, go ye therefore, preaching and teaching and baptizing in my name. And then the end's going to come. Whatever we want to make out of that, oh well, keep reading. But that was a command. That was almost a demand. Now, I've been with you. I've slept and ate with you. I've done it all. Now get up and get out of here. I don't want to hear you crying because you've learned enough. You know, you got a lot of people in churches who've been there 20, 30, 40 years, ain't doing nothing. They ought to be able to quote the Bible after you eat it and spit it up and quote it over again. They aren't doing that. Families in Haybox, sons in jail, on the way to jail, or should already be in jail. And we could go on with all these things. They don't know anything. Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. So obviously, if they stand up in jail, you ain't done your job. Somebody ain't did something. You can pass the buck if you want to. You haven't done what God has said to do. That's why it's important to get to know him. When you get to know him, you know what he expects of mankind on earth. Set up gloating and bragging. Ain't none of them worth bragging on. Some of these ones that have grown up now, just look at what they've done. And the poor black man, oh my God, you talk about the bottom of the hole. Every time I pick up something, he didn't kill here, he didn't kill there, he didn't chop his mother up. I've read about five of those stories in the past week. And guess what? They show a face that looks worse than a gorilla, jet black. So, and I'm just reaching out to say that if some of our African American people are on the line, if you're listening, these people need help. So that's also part of getting to know God, finding out what he wants through the Bible, finding out why you're even chosen to try to figure it out. That's something else to be thought about. Now, let me go a step further. You aren't going to worship, help, pray for, fall in love with anyone you don't know. We've already said that you're food, if you think so. We've already covered that. But as it stands right now, well, hey, where do I go? I know I have not been right. I know my life has not been right. I know mama couldn't tell me nothing. And I know daddy sure couldn't tell me nothing with his drunken self. Where do I go now? Find a place to fall on your knees. Step number one, we brought this out weeks ago. You got to fall down. And if you got to say something like this, oh, Lord God, you, the one called Jehovah, in the name of your son, Christ Jesus, I need to know you. I need to find you. I need to look into your word and determine what it is you want me to do. I know you already left through your son, Jesus, eager for us to go ye therefore. Send me. Here I am. Send me to learn more. I've got to pray to you more. I've got to help my neighbor. And I've got to become a loving person. Love never fails. Some of y'all look that up in the word. Your man done failed. She done failed. Trying to block you from getting your blessings from God with junk talk. Many of these people claiming to know God have lost their mind, have lost all of their mind. Just go hang around some of these places. And if you're a good listener, you can listen to some rotten talks out of people's mouths that have already said, oh, yeah, I know God. Oh, yeah, I'm walking in God. Oh, yeah, I'm worshiping God. We're a joke. You're not doing God any favors getting up with that garbage in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing but garbage. We're told, especially those sitting up in some of these churches, put your hand in God's hand. And this thing called jealousy, oh, my God. We have got to show God that we are worthy of his attention. Oh, yeah, take care, Grandma. Oh, yeah, I don't hurt anyone. Oh, yeah, speak. Well, he wants more than that. A fool knows not to get up and go out with a gun and start shooting. They're going to either be shot down or something worse than that is going to happen to them. And God right now, really, to be honest about this situation, he's not happy. He looked down, peered down. Do you think he's happy sitting up there with the record that we have made on this planet and still making it? He is not happy. How long is he going to sit up there disappointed? We're talking about making him our friend. And we don't have nothing to offer but contaminated worship. I ain't thinking about nothing. You know, some people think these churches are now dance halls, fashion show halls, no substance at all. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I got a new job. Oh. What do you think he thinks about that? Absolutely nothing. If you're not going to use your life for the right, pray to him to wreak jealousy and envy out of your heart. That ain't going to happen. Especially in certain races. Them is the most jealous, envious people I know, but I'm not going to call their race. Just absolutely pitiful. Not fit to knock on a door to try to look, seek, and save the lost through the words of Scripture. I tell you, something else. Something else. He said, separate yourself from them kind of people. I got my thoughts. And those that are with them and allow that kind of jump with whatever. You know what? That's not the way to get to know God. And this isn't a pick on this one or that one. Who cares? Bible says our lifespan, 70 and 80, with special mightiness. So whatever we're saying in that group won't be saying there for long. That's one thing the doctors, the medical establishment cannot conquer. They're doing everything and every day. This celebrity died of cancer. This one died of that cancer. I'm writing a book. The title is Cancer. Who is he and why he cannot be killed? We're working on it right now as I speak. What's happening there? Nixon declared the war on cancer in the 60s. Now they're saying 1 in 2 is going to have it and die from it. It was 1 in 30. Then it went to 1 in 10 and so forth and so on and so on. How can we make God our friend? Do what he say. Associate with people that are doing what he say. But the main way is to fall on your knees and say, Jehovah, I'm sorry. Jehovah, I need you. Jehovah, I don't know the way. In the name of Jesus, help me, God. Let me see your face through your creative work. Let me hear from your spirit which way to go. Show me, God. Show me. Show me the way. There's a song with that title. God is looking for those with a contrite heart. He's sick of the phonies. He's sick of the cronies. He said through the four writers of the apocalypse, I'm going to get down there with some pestilence. I'm going to get down there with disease. I'm going to get down there with food shortages. They should already know. I told them when they get into Canaan, everything breathing from a day old to over, get slaughtered them. Leave none alive. That God don't play. I surely would want a God like that on my side if I was living in an era where nothing breathing want to worship him. I'm telling you. But somehow, in the midst of losing our way, here we come now. You're doing a great service to self. You are showing God that you are doing a good service. He shouldn't have to beg you to preach and teach. If you know one book of the Bible, that's enough. Get on out there with Jehovah in your heart. Go on out of there and see what God will do for you. Go on out there and watch him make you his friend. God don't have human hands and human legs, so he's relying on human lips. So he's relying on us through his Holy Spirit to do his will and his bidding here on earth. That's how you can make him your friend. Show him that you need him morning, noon, and night, and watch that God get into action. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've had an internet problem, so I don't know. I could not bring in Colonel Harrison, and I'm just struggling myself to make sure all of you get the best you can out of today's lesson. How can I make God my friend? Tell the convict to move over. Tell bad grandma to get out your face. The one you want to make your friend is the supreme God of the universe, who Psalms 83:18 identifies him as Jehovah. God bless you all. I hope to hear you next week. We're going into a new series, Why Me, Why Not? Be sure to tune in. Have a great weekend. Kiss your family. And don't forget God tomorrow and every day. Amen, you guys.